It's Tuesday, December 17th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. More details about the couple found dead in a domestic stabbing incident in Chautauqua on Sunday. Police say a 15-year-old girl killed two and herself in a shooting at a private Christian school in Madison. The State Patrol wants you to practice sober driving this holiday season and ride the trails safely by being prepared, urges the Department of Natural Resources. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Victim names have been released in what police say was a fatal double stabbing. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said 51-year-old Michelle Turnipseed was found deceased of stab wounds outside her residence on Sunday afternoon. Inside the residence was 53-year-old Michael Turnipseed, also dead of stab wounds, with a knife next to him. Fitzgerald said the investigation was ongoing, but preliminary reports show that the couple was separated and Michael Turnipseed had an open domestic abuse case from earlier this year. However, there was not a no-contact order between the couple. The sheriff said Michelle Turnipseed had agreed to have Michael meet her at the residence on Sunday at noon, and shortly thereafter, some sort of altercation took place. A caller to 911 said they found Michelle outside just before 1 p.m. Court documents and police records show some insight into the relationship the couple had before Sunday's fatal stabbings. Police say they had been called to the couple's home on the east side of Pokegama Lake once before. On September 16th, police dispatch logs show that Michelle Turnipseed called 911 from a neighbor's house, alleging her husband, Michael Turnipseed, was intoxicated and verbally abusive. She told police he had lost several jobs and was drinking. She said a month prior, on August 3rd, Michael said she was going to leave him and then threatened her with a .22 caliber rifle. She tried to run and get help, but was pulled back into the residence and was again threatened by Michael with the gun. She eventually got him to put the gun down, and she escaped to a neighbor's residence for help. Michelle told police that since the August incident, Michael was living in the basement but had been breaking that arrangement. She said their son had removed the guns from the house or locked the guns in a safe with a new combination. For the August incident, Michael Turnipseed was charged with misdemeanor charges of aiming a firearm at a person and disorderly conduct, both with domestic abuse modifiers. Bond conditions banned Michael of any abusive contact with Michelle, banned alcohol consumption, and the possession of firearms. Michelle had filed for a divorce from her husband. Police say a 15-year-old student opened fire inside a study hall at a small Christian school in Wisconsin, killing a teacher and a teenager. Monday's shooting prompted a swarm of police officers responding to a second grader's 911 call. Police say the girl also wounded six others in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, including two other students who were in critical condition. Police say the shooter was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound when officers arrived and died en route to a hospital. Police say a motive for the shooting was not immediately known, nor was it clear if the victims were targeted. Stressing sober driving during the holidays. Ted Allen tells us more.
The Wisconsin State Patrol joins law enforcement agencies statewide for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign now through New Year's Day. Officers will work to stop impaired drivers during the holiday season. Revelers are encouraged to make plans for a sober ride prior to seasonal celebrating. During the same period last year, 393 crashes in Wisconsin involved impaired drivers. 12 people were killed and 179 were injured. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is looking for people who want to be its 71st and 72nd recruit classes. Lieutenant Nate Henriksen says, like many agencies across the country, the State Patrol has faced staffing challenges.
It certainly has been a challenge for us, but we're very purpose-driven to make sure that we can help educate the public and be available as a resource to the questions that they might have as it pertains to a career with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
More information on the application process can be found on the State Patrol's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants you to properly prepare for the snowmobile season. Sean Maloney is on the trail.
The DNR says you need to stay alert of rapidly changing ice conditions commonly found in the early and later parts of the winter. The DNR also wants snowmobilers to slow down, carry a first aid kit, dress appropriately, stay on marked trails, and never travel alone. According to state law, anyone at least 12 years old and born after January 1st, 1985 must have a valid safety education certificate to operate a snowmobile. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for laws, operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.